Blackstone Audio presents Confessions of a Radical Industrialist, Profits, People, Purpose, Doing Business by Respecting the Earth by Ray Anderson. Dedication. This book is dedicated to the people of Interface Incorporated, the company I founded in 1973 and which has prospered and grown to dominate its field, carpet tile production, globally. Carpet tiles, often called modular carpet, were new in America in 1973 and had hardly dented the market, though they were well established in Europe. But at that moment, a revolution was taking place in the design of American office interiors. The open plan was being adopted. Interior walls were disappearing. The private office was giving way to systems furniture that came with its own partitions, and power and telecommunication wiring with no walls to house them were being routed beneath the office floor. This interior demanded modular carpet to provide an acoustical treatment to the floor that also permitted easy access to the wiring beneath the floor. Interface was a startup from scratch, from just an idea, to produce carpet tiles in America for the emerging office of the future. After a harrowing experience raising the initial capital, I brought on four very special people. Joe Kyle to head up manufacturing, Don Russell to lead sales and marketing, Don Lee to head up administration, and Albert Ayers to assist Joe in building a factory and installing production equipment. Soon after, they were joined by Graham Scott, who moved to Georgia from England with some of the first European technology that we acquired. This was our first nucleus of people. Without them, I feel safe in saying there would be no Interface today. 36 years later, the numbers have grown to some 4,000 people, at one time 8,000, before a series of divestitures of acquired businesses. When I published Mid-Course Correction, Chelsea Green, in 1998, the number stood at approximately 5,000. Mid-Course Correction was dedicated to environmentalists everywhere. This book is dedicated to the 4,000 environmentalists of Interface, without whose commitment, one mind at a time, to the vision of a sustainable Interface, this extraordinary journey to the symbolic top of a very high mountain, Mount Sustainability, would not be happening. Yet it is happening, and my heartfelt appreciation goes to each of my fellow mountain climbers. Without them all, this radical industrialist would be out on a thin ledge all by himself. Acknowledgement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?